Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on?
Over the last few weeks, we have hinted at a multi-million dollar project coming to O'Fallon within the next year or two. Then this is not another retail center or restaurant, so you are not going to go here to spend money.
Okay.
It is also not another hotel or tourist destination like maybe the sports park. So you are not going to visit here when your relatives come to town.
Okay.
In fact, most people will likely not even ever set eyes on this $12 million project in person.
Okay.
But it is safe to say that almost nothing else in our community would be possible without this. So any guesses, Nick, what this is?
I have absolutely none.
It is the expansion and improvements of the wastewater treatment plant.
Well, I'm sure the relatives, when they're in town, are going to appreciate
the benefit
expansion
from it. Sure.
Of a wastewater treatment plant.
You're not going to visit it.
Yeah, so we're talking about the sewer plant?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
I feel like something we can do on this podcast is make sure that listeners understand all of the things that build and contribute to our community. So our focus is traditionally on what I'm going to call like the sexy developments, you know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah.
Businesses that contribute directly to our economy. But there has to be a recognition that so much happens behind the scenes that enables all of this big, shiny new stuff to happen. You know what I mean?
I mean, when you flush stuff down the toilet, it has to go somewhere.
It's got to go somewhere. And that's why we focus so much on public safety and now public works on the podcast. Because in order for any economic development to occur, there has to be this like baseline environment that exists so that people feel comfortable investing here. Things have to work behind the scenes. We need a safe community where basic needs are met. And that includes having reliable public works, like what happens to our sewage.
All right. Well, fair enough. Let's hear it.
Okay. A little background on the wastewater infrastructure. The city has over 100 miles of sewer lines they maintain, along with a number of lift stations that operate as part of the sanitation system. The wastewater treatment plant is located east of the city, so if you're heading down Highway 50 towards Lebanon, it is just off of Reeder Road.
Okay.
And the plant serves approximately half of the village of Shiloh and three quarters of the city of O'Fallon.
Okay.
So sewage is created all over the city, and either gravity or these lift stations move it through the pipes to the treatment plant. And the process of treating wastewater, it is really fascinating and very, well, I think it's fascinating. I don't know if everybody thinks
okay.
that. But it's very involved. And I'm not smart enough to be able to relay all of it. But I did learn recently that our wastewater process involves using microorganisms to clarify the water. So there are no chemicals involved in the clarifying process. These are bugs, as they call them. So there are these very large cement open air pools that the water works its way through. And these bugs, as they're called, they digest and break down the waste.
Interesting.
And the balance of bugs in the water is a really delicate balance. And if the volume of bugs gets too low, they add dog food to the water.
What?
Isn't that interesting? So then all the water goes through a skimmer process that further removes physical particles. And then all throughout this process, city staff are testing the water. They're taking samples, and there's so much testing involved. And we're really fortunate because we have our own on-site water quality specialist, and she makes the process of testing so much more efficient because she can get results more quickly than what we used to have to do when we would send off the samples to outside companies. So all of this happens, and eventually you are left with two things, water and sludge. The water is sometimes treated by a UV light as a final treatment, depending on the time of year, before it goes to the outflow. But then there's the sludge, and currently this sludge is sent to a sludge storage lagoon on the property. And every year the city pays to have the ponds dredged, and the sludge is collected, and then it's hauled off to a farm where it's used as fertilizer. So this is a really simplified version of something that's pretty complicated, and it's a really scientific process. But the work that is projected for this coming year is phase two of the wastewater facilities plan. And it is scheduled to bid in early 2022, and currently the project is estimated to cost about $12.3 million. And the current sewer rate ordinance that's in place will generate the required revenue to fund the loan payment to pay this off over the next 20 years. And when it's all said and done, there will be a couple new buildings and some new processes.
Okay.
The project includes a new building that will house 9 filters, which are going to reduce the amount of phosphorus. And that is a new requirement through the Illinois EPA. And then the project also includes a sludge pump station that'll have 5 new pumps that'll send the sludge to the new sludge dewatering facility. This dewatering facility is going to be a building that'll have 2 rotary screw presses. And what that's going to do is remove all of the water from the sludge. And this all matters because this is going to allow for the sludge to now be hauled by Waste Management for use in their landfills rather than the city paying the approximately $300,000 to have a company come in and dredge the sludge lagoon. So this is going to save some money there because Waste Management and our current residential contract has already agreed to haul this off at no additional cost.
Interesting.
So the project also includes converting an existing packaging plant into one of those aerobic digesters. So ultimately, the project will make sure that the facility is in full compliance with new tighter regulations in place through the state. It will reduce operating costs by over $300,000 a year by eliminating the need to haul the sludge. And then it's going to allow for significant growth in the future. This phase 2 upgrade will increase the plant's treatment capacity rating by 52%. So we'll be able to handle a lot more wastewater coming into the facilities.
Wow, that is a lot of information about a sewer plant. And I won't lie, I'm still hung up on the fact that when there are too few of the bugs, you add dog food.
That's true.
We're gonna have to get somebody from Public Works onto the cast to explain to me how dog food relates.
It's fascinating.
I'm sitting here. I'm just like, what? How? I don't understand how dog food is the fix all for that. But yeah. That's okay.
Yep.
I'm not the one that needs to understand
that's
that.
True.
But anyway, no, we don't normally think that much about it. But it definitely needs to work, meaning the sewer plant, and obviously it needs to work well so that the rest of what we do as a community is possible. But I'm going to be real honest. I never thought I'd learn so much about wastewater treatment on this cast.
Well, you know, you just never know what we're going to come up with when you tune in, right? I just think that's part of our charm.
It is. So, going in a completely different direction, I noticed some new banners being hung around O'Fallon and Shiloh.
That's true. Those went up this past week, and they are part of the Hometown Heroes Banner Project. This is an opportunity for citizens to honor local military members who have served their country, including active duty, retired, and honorably discharged veterans, as well as memorials to service members who are no longer with us. And then there are also a number of banners honoring our local first responders who serve our community. Banners hang each year from February 1st until October 31st. Applications to be included in the banners open up in August, so I've made a note to include that information in the podcast this fall so that if you're interested in honoring someone, you'll have that opportunity to do that.
Well, if you walk around, you'll definitely recognize many of the faces on display. Sometimes we only know these individuals as civilians, so it's fun to see photos of them in their service uniforms from back in the day. Mm-hmm. So, Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
I don't know. I've got nothing.
Wait, really?
Yeah, for sure. Outside of the upcoming father-daughter dance at the Regency Conference Center in early February, I'm not tracking anything. I will link to the February 11th dance in the show notes, but outside of that, I just haven't picked up on anything else that's on the calendar. Oh, but I do want to mention something. The Vine Street Market, which is our local farmers market in downtown O'Fallon, is accepting vendor applications for both the upcoming micro markets and then the regular season market. In order to keep this a truly local market, there are some requirements, and all of that is laid out in the application, so I'll link to that in the show notes. But other than that, there's just not much going on that I'm aware of.
Well, alrighty then. Well, on that note, I've got to get going. But guys, send us your events.
Yeah, we'd love to promote them.
There has to be something going on.
For sure. So. Well, thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.